Who am I? But you are the ones chosen by God, chosen for the high calling of priestly work, chosen to be a holy people, God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you, from nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. 1 Peter 2:9. From nothing to something, from rejected to accepted. These words keep ringing in my heart over and over again. God, through his unfailing love, has transformed us from nothing into something. If you read the word, scripture after scripture reveals who God says his children are. He calls us chosen, royal, family, worthy, powerful, holy, free, accepted, and loved. This is the truth of who we are. But I've found that we don't always believe what he says. There's a spiritual war being waged over who controls our identity. It's easy to become weighed down by labels assigned to us. Some are labels people give us. Others are ones we give ourselves. Maybe you've been called words like screw up, stupid, not good enough, deadbeat, or failure. Whether it came from a teacher, a family member, a coworker, or boss, the toxic words of other people can have a deep impact on us. Many of us unintentionally attach those labels to our identity and carry them around like a tattoo permanently inked on our bodies. Other times, we label ourselves by attaching our identity to what we think makes us significant. Things that make us feel valuable, like our job titles, the amount of money we make, who we're married to, or our social status, can easily become subjects to which we attach our identity. But what happens if we lose our job or go through a financially difficult season? What happens if we come to a rough spot in our marriage or we lose our social status? Do we suddenly become less valuable or significant? Absolutely not. Our identity needs to be placed in something far greater than things like this. In fact, there's only one place that is always steady, always sure, and always constant. The place where our true identity lies is in our Heavenly Father. When a person begins living out of this truth, the freedom that follows is beyond compare. No longer do we waste time or energy searching for significance. No matter what someone says about us or what our circumstances look like, we can stand unshakable because we are confident in who God has created us to be. This is a process of discovery, and once we discover, we must make the choice to believe what God says over what anyone or anything says about who we are. When you grab a hold of who God says you are, you can actually empower others to do the same. God will use your transformation to reach people. Let's look back at our key scripture. We are God's instruments to do his work and speak out for him, to tell others of the night and day difference he made for you. Wow. His word is saying that you are his instrument. You are called to share the night and day difference he's made in your life. As you understand who God says that you are, you will live your life from the place of true identity. People will see what God has done for you. Then you will have the opportunity to share the truth that he will do the same for them. Go the extra mile. Today, spend some time in prayer and ask the Holy Spirit these questions. What labels have other people put on me that do not line up with who you say that I am? In what areas of my life have I attached my identity to something other than you? Who do you say that I am? Who can I encourage today in their God-given identity? After you pray and ask these questions, listen to the song Who You Say I Am by Hillsong. The bridge lyrics say, I am who you say I am. Sing that over yourself today and declare that you are who he says you are.